This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Major news for marijuana. A federal agency has recommended cannabis be reclassified as a less dangerous drug. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the drug should move from a Schedule 1 classification to a Schedule 3. This could mean a shift in restrictions on the drug, even in Colorado, when it comes to federal taxes, banking, and research. The Drug Enforcement Administration will have the final say on whether the change will happen. Mesa County voters will decide in November if term limits should be extended for county clerk, treasurer, and an assessor. County Commissioner Cody Davis says the move follows similar changes made around the state, but he acknowledged it could allow indicted former county clerk Tina Peters to return.
Well, most counties are trying to extend terms for professional services that the clerk and recorder, that the treasurer and assessor provide. And then, yes, it would be three consecutive terms, so she could come back, theoretically, and serve three consecutive terms. God forbid.
County leaders say increasing term limits from 2 4-year terms to 3 would help retain qualified officials. And a proposed change to IRS policy could require Coloradans to pay federal income taxes on future Tabor refunds. Colorado leaders have been quick to condemn the idea. Governor Jared Polis called it absurd, a reversal of 30 years of policy. The IRS is accepting comments on the proposal until at least mid-October.